didn't make lot of long rakats of salat. Even tahajjud, he didn't spend much time in tahajjud. One thing he did, every time he turned in his sleep, he made the zikr of Allah. Every time he turned in sleep, and he got up, or you know, a slight awakening, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after 3 days, I was shocked. I went to him and I said, you know the reason why I came, not my father was angry with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have the qualities of Jannat and you are from Jannat, and I wanted to come see what you have. And yet after 3 days, I didn't see anything, you know, extraordinary in terms of ibadat. I'm quite surprised. So the person said, I also do not know. And then as he was leaving, he called him back. And he said, perhaps I have one quality, maybe because of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to that. And he said, La ahsudu ahadan ala khairin a'tahu Allahu iyyah. I have one quality. I never ever get jealous with regard to any favor Allah has bestowed upon anyone. I get happy. I'm never ever jealous with regard to any favor Allah has given anyone. Abdullah ibn Amr asked Radiallahu anhu, said that this is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you are from Jannat. That is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you are from Jannat. Can you imagine what a great favor and what a great attribute it is? It is for us to seriously consider this, because more and more, as we are seeing in our community and society, it is becoming prevalent. May Allah Ta'ala keep us away from it. One of the du'as that we can read, and which we will conclude, رَبَّنَا اخْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِيَخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Oh Allah, do not let us have any untowards or negative feelings to any of the believers. May Allah give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.